Welcome to TechNori Live. We're in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, what is TechNori? Well, put simply, TechNori is where startups go to showcase. Since 2010, more than 300 companies have been featured by TechNori, and a good lot of them have gone on to raise more than $260 million in venture capital. So I've got for sure Yinghua Yang.
Yeah.
I'm on fire these days. So you guys, we're going to speak to this in the terms of you were previously on TechNori. So it's past tense because this show is going to go out after that.
Sure.
Overall, you know, you guys are a TechNori company. You're based in, where are you based technically now?
Palo Alto.
So you're based in Palo Alto. May I make sure you just keep swinging the mic back and forth. You're based in Palo Alto, and you were from the Midwest as far as roots, though, correct?
Correct.
Where originally did you guys sort of conceive this company? I guess tell us your entrepreneurial background, how you got back to Chicago.
Sure. So the company originally started in Urbana-Champaign, right in the middle of Illinois at the university. We decided to head out to California because we think that's the center of consumer-facing tech products.
I would totally agree. I think that California definitely, West Coast definitely has the upper hand versus Chicago in the consumer-facing products. But I would argue, like, Chicago's ecosystem, what about it, other than the user base, what about it did you think was missing as an entrepreneur that was going to be doing a B2C tool? What did you think was missing from the, other than obviously the user base, what was missing? Why would you want to go somewhere other than Chicago?
I think the main reason is the reason we just mentioned. We think that California is more for consumer-based products like us. And here is more for enterprise, that kind of product. And that is the main reason. I don't think there's any other specific reason that we want to shift.
Okay.
Yep. So that area is also much, much larger when it comes to an international presence.
Yep.
So there's a lot of people that filter through both San Francisco and L.A., constantly coming from other countries, flying into the U.S., living there. And it's a very large base of all the people who speak a lot of different languages. Chicago is as well.
I was going to say, all of our global council people would be like...
Chicago most certainly is as well.
Yeah.
But it's...
I get your point, though. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely the mecca for consumer user experience and things like that. I guess what we haven't talked about yet is essentially what you guys do. And I wanted to leave that as the back end of this conversation, mostly because I just think it's so cool and represents, as we talked about in our TechNori prep, it represents, in my opinion, a groundbreaking way of getting rid of that communication and language gap. So for those who did not attend TechNori, what is Flipboard?
Sure. So at its most basic level, Flipboard is a tool that will replace specific English words while you're browsing the web into words in a language that you're trying to learn. So if you're trying to learn French while you're reading Huffington Post or browsing Amazon or spending time on Facebook, you'll end up seeing a couple of French words right in the middle. And those words are intelligently selected so that you're seeing words specifically at the moment that you need to learn them, so that you, one, learn them efficiently, and two, don't forget them over time.
And how does this fundamentally work? Because I feel like the one area, you know, there's all kinds of different solutions for learning languages, but this is unique in that it replaces words. So I'm on my website, and it replaces words that I'm seeing all the time with a word of the language I'm trying to learn, or maybe it's not even, it just selects different languages. How does this work in my brain?
Sure. So for most language learning products that people are really familiar with, whether it's Rosetta Stone or Duolingo, the problem that they have an issue with, and the reason that a lot of people can't learn a language, is because those apps require you to spend time to go open them.
Yep.
They require you to sit down and spend 30 minutes or an hour doing this really boring, monotonous task.
I was going to say, because Rosetta Stone is like one of my favorite products, because you can buy it and you can set it in the middle of your table and it will collect all of the dust particles that come in through the window.
It's spectacular.
And then you can throw it out and use Flipboard.
They really need to add that to their website. it's the thing that we're doing is we're getting rid of that setting aside time and trying to go into some custom context that you're not actually going to use and putting it into your daily interaction. I mean, that's why you go to another country, is because you want to be immersed in a language. You require that to succeed, right? With Flipboard, you're already spending time reading news. You're already spending time browsing the web. And by doing this, you are literally immersing yourself through the day, just a little bit at a time without fully immersing yourself. But it's enough that that repetition and that constant usage without thinking about it really embeds it in your head. I mean, it's the easiest way to relate it is thinking about how a baby learns, right? Babies learn a language while they are pooping, while they are learning how to walk,
yep.
Right? They don't do it by sitting down and deciding to study. There's no book that gets put in front of them and says, here's your grammar, like learn this for the day.
And I'll add two things to this. And I was a huge fan when I saw this. Like, so Ken from Republic is the one who set us up with you guys, and you guys are also launching a crowdfunding campaign as well on Republic. The Technori Showcase in January was entirely about companies that were crowdfunding. That wasn't the gist of it, but essentially we're introducing to Chicago the ability to invest in companies on our stage, which is cool and novel and not really done anywhere else in the country that I'm aware of. So that's really cool, and thank you guys for being a part of that. But the bigger reason was when he told me about this, the story of me learning Spanish, I'm not going to waste people's time with it, but it's a funny one. Mm-hmm. It required me to go after school to meet with like a neighbor lady who was a Spanish teacher so I could learn Spanish, because I refused to learn it in school because I thought it was stupid. And I have no reason to learn another language, which obviously was not forward thinking. And just the whole thing was a pain in the butt. And so I purposefully did not remember any of it. And even though I got the tutor, I would like remember it for the test. I would just memorize the vocabulary and then I would leave. And I remember nothing. Fast forward to graduate school at Northwestern, and I started working on a project we called El Pulso. And the whole gist of it was we were trying to create a media tool for the Spanish community, millennial Spanish community within Chicago. And the gist is, and this is something that will relate to you guys, the younger Hispanic audience does not speak English 100%, nor do they speak Spanish 100%. They speak Spanglish. They speak a combination of both. They can, to certain degrees, they can understand and comprehend and read and speak certain levels at each one. And so what we did was, and I learned Spanish, relearned Spanish as I was creating this product, was that if we slip in like abuelo instead of grandfather, and we slip in, I hope that's the right word. I'm just going to get crushed.
You got it.
Yeah. So like if you switch some of these certain words out, words that the younger generation utilizes regularly just because they've heard it at home. They recognize that, and they can actually read sentences. In fact, they prefer to read sentences that are a mixture of the language. But what it ultimately did was that we learned in our testing, this was not the purpose, but we learned in our testing, was that we were reinforcing both English and Spanish to our readership. Older generations of people who are reading El Pulso that we did not target as a demographic were learning English that they previously had no idea. Mm-hmm. And people who were Spanish who had no basic understanding of their own person, like their own cultural language, but were mostly English speaking, were learning Spanish. And if you think of like the Facebook posts that go out all the time viral when people take out the vowels of words and you can still read the sentences, what you guys are doing is essentially kind of a combination therein of your brain over time memorizes certain patterns. Mm-hmm. And if I switch out words and different things, my brain will intuitively just make those switches for me. And essentially what ends up happening is subconsciously you just learned a new language. And that is what is so brilliant about this is there is no learning curve. There is the learning curve is that you are literate, in fact,
right?
Essentially.
No, absolutely. And I think your point is spectacular on point.
You guys hiring?
Yeah,
we will be very shortly.
Yeah.
Another point we really want to mention is that the problem is the traditional classroom teaching as well as the language app, Duolingo Rosesto. We said like they force you have to start to learn so that you will be in the learning environment. And we call it they learn in a closed environment because none of the things actually have any relationship. I mean, it has relationship with your life, but you're probably not going to see most of them after you quit the app, after you leave the classroom. And this is a weird...
You mean the page in the Spanish book where it said chores, and then it would say cortel el césped, and there would be like each one of them, and then I had to like learn like what the tenses were. You mean that's not applicable to a seventh grader?
No, I mean... yeah. So what I mean is like after you close the book, you won't actually go to touch it again.
Nor will I mow the lawn.
Yeah, so that is the problem. But Flipboard is different because we are trying to teach you in a very lower anxiety environment because that's where you are most comfortable with. And there's no entry point at all. And you just go and you just do whatever you want to do and you begin to learn. And I think that is another point.
I think it's a great point, and I would tell you the same thing that Brian Burkhart from Square Planet, who is our prep coach for all the companies that go on Technori, said to you via the phone, which was, and he meant it, and I mean it too. You guys better not forget us, and when we're ever looking for sponsorship, you better answer that phone call, because I seriously believe that this has the potential to be the future of how people learn languages. I honest to God believe that you can use this in a Kindle and put this in your book and learn how to learn a language on the flight to whatever the country you're going to, at least enough to not take a cab into a place that you shouldn't be at a certain time.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's what we're working towards. Is our goal is not just to be in one place. Our goal is to integrate it throughout your daily life. For now, that means digital devices. Pretty soon, we're going to be releasing mobile apps. And we loved it to be on Kindles and everywhere else. It has to be part of your life. Like that, people who learn successfully integrate it into everything they do.
I totally agree. And obviously, I back this. And the reason that you're on Republic more than just the obvious of raising capital is that it is a mission. And the reality is the language barrier between people costs jobs. It costs money on a lot of fronts. It's safety. It's traveling with your family and understand. Like, there's just so many different things. And just, you know, again, just being like a cultured individual to be able to understand multiple languages other than your own, to understand cultures truly in historic tense rather than just like, I can translate two words. This is a really novel thing, and I think it's got a lot of potential. Right now for users, is it just a browser like plug-in, or how does it work?
Currently, we're a Chrome extension. And so you install that from the web store or through our website, and then you will automatically switch words on any web page you are browsing, as long as you're using Chrome, Google Chrome.
I am going to install that on my computer literally as soon as you're done with this.
Awesome.
I'm not kidding. Very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I did want to touch back on your previous point. I mean, so behind everything that we're doing, we have a mission and a reason behind it. And one of the big deals, the problems that we see in the world, like you mentioned, is that language is a massive barrier. I mean, there's currently tons of conflict and tons of issues. I mean, just the Muslim ban that just got instated. All of this is such a massive deal. And the biggest issue and the thing at the core of it is understanding people, right? The problems, all of these problems are simply that no one understands anyone else. No matter how much you can see their culture, no matter how much you can like try to relate to them, very few people can, because people have such broad experiences. And our mission is to connect that, is to reduce that barrier, is to make it so that language can be learned almost passively and automatically while you're doing everything.
My seventh grade self would laugh in my face. I can't even believe I'm saying it, but I'm going to say it. I really do think that we need to learn as many languages as individuals growing up as you possibly can, because I think that we can't possibly understand other people's cultures and backgrounds until we learn their languages enough to be somewhat literate in it, because all translations are translated by someone who speaks your language natively and then writes it in like how you will understand. And so it's like literally all of the cultural essence is just sucked right out of it the minute it's translated.
Right. So one thing that people often don't realize is that culture and language have no separation. Like, culture is tied directly into a language, and language is tied directly into a culture.
Go to Tennessee and listen to them talk. It's ridiculous.
I mean, in Japan, you can't say a sentence without having the culture of honorifics, of saying if someone's above or below you in any social regard. And the whole language is built up simultaneously with society. It changes as society changes, and you can't separate them. Like, when you're learning a language, you almost have to learn parts of the culture. Otherwise, you're, like you said, you're not getting the whole picture.
Awesome. Well stated. Where do you go? Where do people go? Your campaign is now live, I believe, on Republic. Where do people go to get involved, to invest, to learn more about your campaign on Republic?
It is the republic.co/flipboard.
republic.co/flipboard. And to follow you on social media and things like that, just Flipboard app?
Flipboard.co.
No, but that on social media.
So on Facebook, it's facebook.com/flipboard. And on Twitter, it's facebook.com/flipboard app.
Okay, Flipboard app on Twitter. Cool. And then lastly, my last little piece for you guys. So right now, as you said, it's a browser. When do you expect people to be able to utilize it and find it in different places? Or is that contingent on how much money you guys raise?
So the amount that we raise will definitely change the trajectory. We think that pretty quickly, hopefully within 3 months, we'll be able to get a couple of additional ones out, or at least one. But for now, Chrome extension, we want to focus and make sure that, that at least one experience is spectacular to affect as many people as possible. And then it will be a really quick process to get it everywhere.
Go to republic.co/flipboard. Invest, get involved as soon as you can so that I can get something on my Kindle to read books and learn a language because I'm lazy. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can stream this episode and more on technori.com, and you can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other tech bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.